Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm live with us. This is Brad Finner. And Brad, thanks so much for doing this morning.
My pleasure. Happy to join you guys.
Hey, do you enjoy talk radio, Brian? You're a hell of a wide receiver. You're out of Villanova. I'm just curious, do you like this line of work too?
I do. It took the transition was tough because I was still close to a lot of players on the team down here in Atlanta. So that was trying to feel that out and how critical I could be to some of my former teammates and friends was tough to start. But the thing it does is it gives you the opportunity to be back in that locker room environment where you can yuck it up and talk a little trash and talk sports and be in the mix still without actually playing and getting my head beat in.
Hey, Brian, that's really what most athletes say they miss the most. Not even the money. It's the camaraderie, having all these guys around you every day. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. You got best friends sitting right next to you in the locker 8 hours a day. You're on the practice field sweating and bleeding in the meeting room, trying not to fall asleep. And those guys were your family. And then in a blink of an eye, they tell you you're done. And you text with guys, and every once in a while you call a few guys you want to stay in touch with. But it goes away so fast, and it just leaves you with an empty, with a void that you try to fill. And it's tough to fill, and sports talk radio gives you that. I'm lucky. I have a good family, and my wife takes care of me, and kids keep me busy. But if you don't have some of those things and a good head on your shoulders, you can really get lost after you're done playing.
All right. We were talking to John yesterday, Brian, and he gave me some great inside information. Before we talk about your special relationship with Doug Peterson, since he was your first quarterback in the NFL, I just got to ask, when you were here a very brief amount of time because Andy Reid lost patience with you. I remember you dropped the ball. It might have been even the first game of the season. And
yep.
They cut you. Did that help you in the rest of your career? Did you use that as motivation, Brian?
Absolutely. You just do. And whenever anybody ever tells you you're not good enough and they fire you, there's always a chip on your shoulder to come back. And in defense of Andy Reid, I was a raw wide receiver trying to play special teams. I'll never forget Brian Dawkins trying to teach me how to play the left wing on punt protection. And I, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to do it. I got beat up on up and unders. I got pushed back into the punter. And as a fourth receiver at the time, if I wasn't able to play special teams like I needed to, it didn't make sense for them to keep me around. And then obviously the drop against Arizona that first game didn't help at all. And it did. It was a driving force behind the rest of my career. But the only ill will I have towards the Eagles and Andy Reid for that matter, because I think he is quite possibly the best coach in the NFL, offensive-minded, you know, really bit of a genius, especially what he's doing in Kansas City right now and what he did for all those years in Philadelphia, was the exit interview that never took place. My agent called me. It brought me in. The only guy I met with was the equipment manager. I asked if Andy was around, and he was in a meeting, and my receiver coach wasn't there either, and Cully, I think it was. And it was just it left a bitter taste in my mouth that nobody really kind of sat me down, told me what I needed to work on, and gave me, besides what I knew in my head, a good solid reason for the firing. So besides that, that was it. It was just a bitter taste in my mouth not having an opportunity to talk to those guys on my way out. Besides that, I was struggling in practice. I couldn't get the special teams down, and obviously that drop played a big role.
All right, but, Brian, I've always hated Reid, and I'm disappointed by you forgiving him because I never would. I never would.
It took a while. Angelo, it took a long time.
It really did. Because you ended up burning Reid a few times, right, Brian? I can remember you making some big catches against the Eagles later in your career.
Well, that's what you want to do when a team lets you go. You want to come back and play against them and hit their DBs hard and cut some knees out and make some plays and score some touchdowns. So I had an opportunity to do some of those things, having faced those guys in the playoffs and in regular season games.
Well, what makes this all relevant to us right now is, Brian, Doug Peterson, the year you were here was the starting quarterback until McNabb replaced them. And I need you to – early on in Peterson's time here as a head coach, a lot of people went, he doesn't have it. But you saw a side of him we didn't. What was Doug like when you played with him?
He was awesome. He was always that coach, kind of a mentor type guy. And I was a young receiver. It was my first year in the league. I went to Seattle as an undrafted free agent, but the Philadelphia Eagles was really the first team I made and had an opportunity to play some football. I got Doug Peterson's jersey in my basement, my very first catch in the NFL. And our relationship was pretty close. Our wives were tight. We had kids around the same age. So our bond was pretty good, but he always, typical backup quarterback for most of his career, where he studied, he knew the plays. He was a coach slash mentor for other guys around him, including the starting quarterback. He was detailed. Everything you see now, and I think he obviously the team back then was not very good. They went 5-11, whether I was on the team or not. And he had a tough time, whatever the reason was. But he was a guy that was always ready to go, always very humble, understood game plans, just everything you want in a quarterback. And you knew at an early point that he had the head coaching mentality and head coaching acumen to be there and do it.
Oh, that's interesting. So you could tell that this guy was smart and that he could put together game plans and things like that, even in the short time you work with him as your first quarterback.
Absolutely, because he kind of took me under his wing. He wanted me to be successful, and I feel bad that I wasn't for him. He gets a game. He understands it. When you sit behind some of the guys he was behind and coach and play for some of the coaches he's played for, he's going to take in a ton of information. And a long, long career for Doug Peterson in the NFL helped him kind of take all those different coaches, all those different quarterbacks he played behind, took it all information. He took meticulous notes. He understood everything that was going on. And that's what he had to do. He just got it. He was just a consummate pro and a fun, good teammate.
All right, I got a little couple of things a little off the subject I'm curious about. Brian, since you left Villanova, they won a championship in basketball. Are you still a big Villanova guy, big fan? Were you excited when they did that?
Angel, I got to call the game. They called.
What?
I don't think I was first on the list. Right. You got Howie Long and Brian Westbrook and Kerry Kittles and Tim Thomas and a bunch of guys.
Right.
But those guys almost have said no because Turner Broadcasting called me and asked me to come out and do the team stream on True TV.
Oh, wow.
So I got to do that for the national title game out there in, was it Houston? And I literally am courtside with a headset on, calling the game with a play-by-play guy. Who does all the games up there for them? Does Westwood One and Great Voice? I can't remember his name. It was Casey McDonald, myself, and this guy. I can't remember. Anyway, I am sitting right there 15 feet from the game-winning shot. My hands go up. I jump out of my seat. We yell and scream because we had the Homer broadcast, so we could do whatever we wanted. I played 12 years in the NFL, 4 years at Villanova, had a pretty good high school career. That, unfortunately, was the best athlete, sports moment of my life.
Oh, Brian, that is awesome. And so this bond, you could see it with the Villanova people so much. Would you ever come home? Would you ever come back? I know you're really locked in now in Atlanta. You're doing great down there. Would you ever come back?
Is there an opening? I heard there's rumors. I heard there's rumors you may be retiring. And to be honest, we've been rooting for it a little bit. So you guys can take that carpetbagger Kincaid back up to Philly.
Brian, you know what, Brian? Reed made his share of mistakes when he was here. Getting rid of you was a big one. Seriously, was. And I'm thrilled that you're doing so well down there, and that you're such a good talk show host too. The last thing I wanted to ask you, I'm just really curious, because you were confronted as a talk show host with one of the all-time situations when the Falcons blew the Super Bowl, right? Were you highly critical of the coaches after that game?
You know what? It was a blur. That was the second time in a couple of years I've been in Energy Stadium, or Reliant, whatever they call it, and I was there with my wife, seven rows behind the Falcon bench for that game.
Wow.
And to say that I drank my sorrows away that night after the game would be an understatement. So I go on the air that morning in Houston, and I'm a bit of a mess, and I'm emotional, and I have never really been able to be a fan of a team, Angelo, so haven't played as long as I did. I grew up watching the Celtics and kind of had a got after them a little bit and loved watching them play, but I was never a serious diehard fanatical fan until that run the Falcons had to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And I finally got a feeling what a real fan feels like when you just get let down and everything's right there right in the palm of your hand and you watch it slip away. I was critical. I was sad. I was emotional. It was disappointing. It was every level of grief I could go through on the air and in my mind happened that morning in Houston when I was on the radio. And it was devastating. And it came through my voice and my emotions and everything else. It was really eye-opening. It made me realize what these fans, guys like Philadelphia fans who live and die and breathe it from the day they're born to the day they die. I felt finally what they've been feeling for a long time. And it was tough, but it was good because I finally got to understand what the true real fan goes through. And I had not had that experience before.
That is one of the best answers I think I've ever had to a question I've asked. Brian, nothing but continued success down there. And thank you so much. Hopefully from time to time, we could check in with you about our coach up here. Cause you obviously have great insights into Doug Peterson.
Yeah. Doug is a good friend and happy for what he's doing. And he's got that run game going now, making some receivers that we thought were all done show up. And Carson Wentz, by the way,
yeah,
one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. Reminds me a lot of Andrew Luck, but maybe even more, a little more athletic and a nice touch on the football. So you guys got a good thing going. Maybe we'll see you in the playoffs this year.
Brian, thank you so much. We'll talk again. Thanks, Brian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.